Real Money Radio is brought to you today by Holland Financial. Since 1997, David Holland and his team have helped hundreds of investors plan their financial futures. Planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. Come see how simple and clear your future can be when you plan stronger. The consultation is free. Call 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to change it up on you again. I know you love that. That's why you tune in. So we've got a very interesting program lined up for you. We're going to talk today with Sharif Medawar. He is a hedge fund manager, educator, author. He's written the book, co-written with Steve Forbes, Successonomics. And we're going to be talking with him about the 12 steps to financial freedom. And it is an exciting opportunity. Sharif, welcome to the program.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. I'm glad you're on the program, and I'm excited to talk with you. You've got an interesting background, and I'd like to share that a little bit with our listeners before we get into the meat, but we're going to be talking with you about how people can really focus in on the opportunities and how to leverage their opportunities. So let's give our listeners a little bit of background about you, because you know that's where a lot of this emanates from. So here's my homework, and you tell me if I've got it right, Sharif, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you were, Sharif was born in Egypt to Catholic parents who were Egyptian and French, educated by the Jesuits and Catholic school in Cairo, Egypt, and then traveled to Switzerland to attend a hotel and finance school before arriving in the United States at the age of 19. And his father was already here doing business on the West Coast with other family members. Medawar took 2 more years of business classes at the University of California, Los Angeles, while working at Century Plaza Hotel, and the rest of the story, as they say, is history. Is that you?
That is correct.
That's you. All right, Sharif. Well, so, and today, you're a hedge fund manager, you're an educator, and obviously an author, Successonomics. So tell me about what was the impetus for Successonomics? What got really created the spark for writing this, and then what led to your co-writing it with Steve Forbes?
Okay, great. Thank you. To bridge how did a hotel manager become a hedge fund manager, what happened is, as I was a hotel manager in my early 20s, a hotel guest, a billionaire in the name of Edmond Bessari, was a guest, a frequent guest of the Century Plaza Hotel. He noticed how hard I was working, and one day he stopped me in the hotel lobby, it was in the early 80s, and he asked me if I would work for him. He said, look, you're putting too much time and effort in a corporate structure, you would never make it big. Come and learn how to do commercial real estate. I got properties around the world. I need somebody to travel on my behalf, do things on my behalf. So my mentor was a billionaire throughout the 80s to 1988, which was really an incredible opportunity. When I left him in 1989, I went on to purchase and sell my own properties in California, which grew 10 years later. I started a training company called CMREI.com, started training people. And in 2009, a lot of the student investors asked me if I would actually invest their money. So we created the hedge fund and been up and running 5.5 years now very successfully.
I heard that you were at this point now managing, but between those investments that you have your own and the hedge fund, you're at $100 million in assets.
That's correct. We're slightly over $100 million now. That's correct.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah, and we don't want to get too big. We want to keep that personal touch with the investors. So it's been all based on relationships, and it's just a lot of fun. Basically, the fund invests in the Bay Area of San Francisco. We do these high-end properties and very special commercial properties. And my own portfolio is commercial properties in Old San Juan, Puerto Rico, because it has a lot of tax benefits, and it's a very unique location under U.S. flag, you know.
It's very interesting. Very interesting indeed. And the book, The Successonomics, Steve Forbes noticed an article or a blog that you had written, and he got interested in working with you on this?
Exactly. Last year, I wrote a blog about 12 steps, if you will, the bridge to financial freedom. And it's kind of sequential steps, what you do first and next and next. And I believe anyone can do this. I mean, I started with nothing and I have a lot of money and I've coached a lot of people through it. And if they follow the same steps, they end up achieving financial freedom. So I wrote the blog. Next thing I know, I got a call from New York from Steve Forbes' office. And they said, we're very interested in this. We're selecting, some 50 wealth advisors around the country to do a book with Steve Forbes. And your article is the best. Would you like to come to New York?
Nice.
And first, I thought it too good to be true. And then I went. I did a speech in front of a bunch of people. It was filmed. And then they gave me actually chapter two. So we're right after Steve Forbes chapter one, I'm right there, chapter two. It's a fantastic book, and we became a bestseller first course in 2014 here.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. Sharif Medawar is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. He's a hedge fund manager, educator, author. The book is Successonomics, co-written with Steve Forbes. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to dig into these 12 steps to financial freedom that Sharif is going to share with us. Stay right there.
Here's a newsflash. All financial advisors are not created equal. Some invest in their education by getting advanced degrees and professional certifications. Some don't. Some advisors get multiple licenses and offer a wide range of solutions. Some don't. Some advisors choose to be independent. Some don't. Some advisors disclose how they are paid and the fees they charge. Some don't. Please don't settle for a don't. Let me introduce you to independent advisor David Holland. David is a CPA, a certified financial planner, a personal financial specialist, and a chartered financial consultant. With 23 years financial experience, David offers a wide range of personalized solutions and discloses all fees in writing. Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com to schedule your one-on-one meeting.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We have Sharif Medawar on the line with us, hedge fund manager, educator, author, co-author of the book with Steve Forbes, Successonomics. And Sharif, you mentioned an offer that is on your website, cmrei.com/Forbes. There's an ebook offer for my listeners.
That's correct. They can download the book, the Successonomics book. I think they would enjoy it a great deal for free.
You can't beat that. I like that. I like that. That's so the first step is to get the book, and then we'll see. Now we're going to proceed to the other 12 steps, Sharif. So number one, education?
Education. It's the knowledge effect. You know, people have academic education and professional education, but they miss out on financial education. Very important to get some good grasp on financial education.
Okay, so, and they do that through, obviously, through formal education, from reading, from learning, to paying attention to all of the financial stuff out there, and just making sure they have a good, solid foundation that they can work off of.
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of even seminars, they can attend seminars. A lot of attorneys put free seminars. A lot of companies talk about real estate. And it will really give them a grasp on the financial world and what to do with their money as they make money and grow it.
Okay.
So financial education is very important.
Okay, so be a sponge and get the financial foundation.
Correct.
Okay.
Number two, when someone is starting, they should get a corporate job. Like, you know, think of somebody that's just starting their life. They got to get a big corporation so they can follow the systems that exist out there. The professional structure comes in from the big outfits, the big companies. So no matter the field of endeavor you're in, you should try to get with a big company because it will give you stable income and benefits, and you will have the right systems and structures that work for that type of business.
All right. Well, that's good because, you know, it's always best to learn before you go out there and maybe do it on your own and get that. Again, this is all foundational, isn't it? Getting a good foundation of how things work and the structure and also leveraging that income to start with.
Excellent. Number three is leadership. Everyone out there must learn leadership skills, learn how to manage yourself, your time, learn how to manage others, and learn how to get projects done in a timely fashion within budget. This is the business sense effect. Take somebody leaving college, they have to have the financial education. They got to get with a big company to learn the system. And number three, they got to learn leadership skills. Then number four will be start saving. I mean, a lot of corporations, a lot of companies offer savings program. We have the IRA also, the Roth IRA, the 401ks. This teaches people the discipline of having some cash reserves throughout their life. Putting some money aside each month is a must. That's stage four.
So, and the saving component here, it's not just for emergencies, it's also for opportunities that may present themselves.
Well said. Very good point. Now, stage five is people must learn to build credit. You see, I'm not talking just about personal credit, getting some credit cards and expanding that credit. I'm talking about business credit. Anyone can set up a small business. You can even be a consultant, go get a business license, and then start building credit with that actual entity. You can set up a C corporation. You can do that online, get a tax ID. It's separate from your Social Security, and start building credit. And as you build credit outside your name and Social Security, while you're building credit for your personal credit, you will actually, in a small period of time, you will build an incredible amount of credit lines that will help you leverage the opportunities that will come up in the market.
And so that's the angle, or the purpose of building the credit, is to be able to leverage an opportunity and reach further than you could with just your current assets.
Exactly. So the first five stages, which are the education, the corporate job, the leadership, the savings, and building credit, you're really working for the money. Now, stage six is flipping assets. Buying and selling assets is when you start working the money. Now that you have some savings, you have credit lines, when you see opportunities and you know what you're doing out there, you can buy and sell assets. These assets could be stocks, people buy and sell stocks, options. It could be people buy and sell art, people and buy and sell businesses. People can buy and sell residential real estate, which is one of the easiest products to identify a difference in value. Everything is selling, let's say, at $500,000 in a certain neighborhood. You find a property for sale, it's fire sale at $400,000. You can buy it at $400,000. You can put so much from your credit line. You can get groups of people or get a loan from the bank, turn around and sell it for more money. What ends up happening is, if you actually understand that stage six is crucial for your financial success, you'll be able to flip assets, grow your actual cash basis, and it's really the fastest way to grow in terms of the financial future that you want to accomplish. Now, that's stage six. Stage seven, now that you're actually flipping assets and you're working the money and growing it, you need to learn to reduce taxes. This is where a lot of people miss out. A lot of people don't pay enough attention to the tax burden. There are tax deductions, there are tax write-offs, there are tax deferral strategies, but the most important one is tax avoidance. For instance, there are very specific U.S. Congress programs and promotions. For instance, through the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, where the United States Congress said, if you set up a corporation in Puerto Rico, which is a U.S. territory, and to provide some services through the Puerto Rico corporation, you can reduce your taxes. Listen to this, David. Reduce your taxes to a flat 4%. 4%.
I'll take that rate.
You're paying 45%. Can you imagine?
I'll take that rate, Sharif. That sounds good to me.
Yes, very, very powerful. And they actually give you, the Congress gives you a decree in writing for 20 years that corporation will actually be taxed at 4%. I help a lot of companies structure. I have full-time attorneys, a CPA office that works with us. And we have helped many corporations that actually make millions of dollars reduce their taxes. I mean, anyone listening that actually makes $150,000 plus, you'll be remiss not to actually take advantage of these tax avoidance techniques and tax deductions that are offered by the government. Very little known by most CPAs and tax attorneys, just extremely powerful for the compounding effect, and to compress in a smaller period of time, you can just achieve so much more when you don't have to pay taxes or that much in tax.
Well, Sharif, now let me ask you this before you continue. What do you say to those folks that say, well, wait a minute, Sharif, that's a loophole. You everybody's got to pay their fair share.
Yes, pay the fair share, but nothing more. And this is totally from U.S. to U.S. To give you an example, one of the latest people that used this particular strategy called Law 20 is John Paulson. John Paulson has a fund, the Paulson Fund in New York, and he avoided $4 billion in taxes. And people in New York went in an uproar saying, hey, why don't you pay your taxes in New York? And he said, wait a minute. If there is an actual tax code that says if I set up over here, I can reduce my taxes, why don't I do it?
Right, exactly.
People can Google this. People can actually go on YouTube, put John Paulson and Puerto Rico, and just listen to what CNN and Bloomberg were saying. It's totally legal. It's totally clean. And you will compound the effect tremendously. And it's all under U.S. flag. You don't go offshore.
Very interesting. Let's do this, Sharif, before we continue with some of the other steps to financial freedom. Let's grab a quick break. If you're just joining us, Sharif Medawar is our guest, hedge fund manager, educator, author, Successonomics. That's the book. CMRI.com/Forbes. There's a free book, ebook for our listeners. Grab a quick break. We'll be right back.
Does getting financial advice seem like a game of cat and mouse? Then maybe it's time to hire a fiduciary. What's a fiduciary? That's a financial professional who puts the needs of his clients ahead of his own. Being a fiduciary also means that the advisor should recommend the products and services he believes will best serve his client's needs, not what an insurance or investment company tells him he has to sell. So next time you're talking to an advisor, ask him, "Are you a fiduciary?" The answer should only be yes or no. If the advisor doesn't know, then the answer is probably no. This public service announcement has been brought to you by Holland Financial. We want to help you to plan stronger. For more information, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com. Do you have financial questions you'd like answered on this show? Send them to questions@planstronger.com. You will remain anonymous.
And we are planning stronger on this program, and one way to do that is to get an author and expert like Sharif Medawar on the line with us, hedge fund manager, educator, author. Successonomics is the book, and you can take a look at a free ebook download there, cmrei.com/Forbes. 12 Steps to Financial Freedom. We've rocketed our way through. I sound like I'm doing a top 40 countdown here. rocketed our way through the first seven with Sharif. The first group was working for the money. The next group we've just started working through and getting into is working with the money. And so next up, buy and hold those assets, Sharif?
Yes, is when the money works for you. So step 8 is buy and hold assets. Get the best commercial properties for their future streams of income. Never buy real estate to hold it unless it has earning power. And the beauty about commercial real estate, it's earmarked for inflation. The rental income increases. I'm always in favor of these large retailers that can actually lease on a triple net basis, meaning the tenant will pay the tax, insurance, and maintenance on the building. They lease 10 to 15 years. They give you a corporate guarantee. Just a beautiful way to have cash flow that keeps pumping every single month, giving you the freedom you deserve and the opportunity to take your life to another level.
So that's you can use that money, going back to some of the things earlier that we talked about, you can use that cash flow then to further leverage your opportunities, which I imagine you do a fair amount of, Sharif.
Yes, exactly. I try to pay down these buildings and get credit lines, so when there is an opportunity to jump on something, there's always a credit line just with the checkbook. So
Excellent. All right, what's next?
Step 9 is asset protection. You see, the key to asset protection, it can get very complicated. People think they have to separate their assets in separate LLCs and have all these trusts that flow through to Nevada corporations that are anonymous. All this is too much and it's rubbish. It's confusing. It's very expensive. The simplest, most powerful way to have asset protection in the United States is to understand the entire system works on money. If people see you have money, you will run the risk of having lawsuits and plaintiffs will come after you to take your money and any equity you have in your assets. So number one most important thing and the easiest and the ultimate goal is to strip the equity of all your entities and all your assets legally. How do you do that? We have a turnkey solution. I have a legal office that works exclusively with me. We set up a Wyoming LLC in Wyoming, and we capitalize it for a certain amount of money. And that money that is capitalized, instead of putting cash, we just write promissory notes that gets recorded against each of the assets as a lien. So if you have a property worth $1 million and you owe $500,000 to Bank of America, you have another $500,000 equity, you can get sued and they can come after that. Guess what you do? We're going to strip that equity. You're going to owe $500,000 to your Wyoming LLC to capitalize it. This has economic substance. It is approved in federal court. I actually just finished a webinar last week with a judge that said that this is 35 years experience in law, and this judge said this was the best structure he had ever seen in the United States, and it's least expensive because you don't transfer any assets. You just eliminate the equity, owe it to yourself, and Wyoming Act allows you to have no charging order by law. Just very powerful. We've helped a lot of people have the best asset protection. Very simple.
Very interesting. Very interesting take on that. That's interesting, Sharif. Now, what's next? Do we move on to some protection strategies?
Yes, then, you know, number 10 is get that special life insurance called the private placement life insurance, where you have life insurance for your family in case something happens. They get a chunk of cash and a portion of your money goes to be invested, and you can borrow against that so you can get some benefits while you're still alive. This is special life insurance called PPLI. And then number 11 is teach others, you know, write, speak, share, That's why I started writing books. I have another book called Blue Ocean Opportunities in Commercial Real Estate that was published last year, became an Amazon bestseller. I do some events every now and then. That's just the contribution part of life. And number 12, I always believe, leave a legacy, leave the world a better place than you found it. To create a charity, a good cause that you believe in, if you've reached such financial success, why not help others that are less fortunate?
All right. Well, I only need maybe an hour or so this afternoon, and I'll get these 12 steps knocked out, Sharif. I'm being funny because it is a lot to take in. But the thing I want our listeners to take from our discussion today, Sharif, is that, you know, that there are people like you who've kind of mapped these things out, and that, you know, wherever somebody is, they can take steps to move their opportunities forward. And I appreciate you're also offering the free download of the book, Success Economics. That's over on Sharif's website, cmrei.com/Forbes. And you can get a free ebook on that and take a look at it. And, you know, one of the other things I wanted to get to, Sharif, you know, we talked about some of your early start and the things that, you know, got you going. What keeps you motivated? What helps you say, get up and say, I am ready to start the day?
I got to tell you, there is nothing that motivates me more than when I hear a success story from one of the students, one of the investors that took my classes or followed what I did for them. I mean, we have over 1,000 video success stories on YouTube. And I got to tell you, it's like nourishment to my soul.
Well put. I love that. That's a good way to do it. If you're just joining us, Sharif Mehtawar is our guest, hedge fund manager, educator, author, Successonomics. We mentioned the book. We'll grab one more quick break. We will come right back. Stay right there.
Retirement planning doesn't have to be hard, complicated, or stressful. It also doesn't have to be in a hurry or with sales pressure. Since starting Holland Financial in 1997, it has been David Holland's mission to help individuals and couples plan their futures with personalized financial planning. David puts himself in his clients' shoes and recommends products and services he would choose for himself or his family. To learn more about Holland Financial or to schedule a one-on-one consultation with David, call 671-PLAN or visit planstronger.com.
And we are back. If you're just joining us, with Sharif Mehtawar, we've been talking about, you know, there's steps you can take. And Sharif has shared with us the 12 steps of financial freedom, kind of going through them one at a time. And from start to finish, realistically, I joked before the break, Sharif, an hour and I'll have it all wrapped up. Realistically, you know, it's going to be, of course, each person's success is measured individually. But what do you think is a realistic expectation for somebody who really embodies or embraces, you know, these steps? How long does it typically take somebody to kind of work through it in their own way?
3 to 5 years.
Okay. So that's good. I was going to say, if you said 6 months, I'll say, all right, I'm not sure if I'm buying that. So, you know, it does take time to work through it, build. And there's also, you have to exercise, as with all things, judgment. I mean, you know, you talked earlier about the opportunity of building assets, the fast growth effect with, you know, flipping assets. And, you know, you've got to have the right opportunity. It doesn't all, we've seen with the housing, of course, you know, that there were people that were flipping houses and they got burned badly because the timing was not good. And it was a difficult time to do that. So there's got to be some cooperation from the economy and the markets and how things are going as well.
Yes, there is no doubt there is a degree of luck in anything we do, but a good judgment, like you said, and a good set of skills can really increase the luck factor. And moreover, I always like to cooperate with people, create that team effect, because the risk is reduced, you have more than one person thinking, and you have a huge leverage. That's why I created the hedge fund. More people participate, we have bigger leverage in the market, and we're able to get better deals with a lot less risk.
Well, that actually nails it because, you know, that's the other point that is good to illuminate about this process, Sharif, is that you know, you don't want to go all in on any one thing. You don't want to push your chips all to the center of the table and stand back up and then wait for the cards to be dealt. And as you people are trying to build wealth and people are trying to get ahead, that they have to be careful. They want to make sure they stay diversified. Don't go all in on any one thing, no matter how good it looks, because there have been so many people burned by that and they wish they hadn't.
Exactly.
All right, Sharif. Well, we really appreciate you being on the program with us. Sharif Mehtawar, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. and the books Successonomics, co-written with Steve Forbes, and you can get your free download over at CMREI.com/Forbes. Sharif, thank you so much for being on the program with me.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it.
All right. Wish you much success.
Take care.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.